Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. Week 10 against the Bears, a blowout victory for the Packers. I know you didn't miss Clay Matthews moving to inside linebacker or Aaron Rodgers throwing six touchdown passes in the first half. So we'll take a little bit of an offbeat angle this week and show you the work of a special teams ace who's been doing it for a long time in Green Bay, nine-year veteran Jarrett Bush. Here's the opening kickoff of the game, and here's Bush right here. It's easy to follow him with the white sleeves on his arms. The Packers have used this wrinkle several times where Bush runs in from the side and then up the middle as the ball is kicked. Now you'll see as he gets down the field, right at this point about here, there are two blockers that Bush is going to split. And as he gets through, he's able to tackle the ball carrier at the 12-yard line, and the Bears begin the game backed up. Two kickoffs later, here's Bush coming from the other side this time, and as he sprints down the middle of the field, he will eventually find himself one-on-one against a blocker between him and the return man. But this blocker right here is no match for Bush's speed, and Bush doesn't make the tackle, but he shifts the return man back to the middle, and the Packers make the tackle inside the 15-yard line. We'll take a look at one on punt coverage as well. Here's Bush, and he will be unblocked down the field, but you will see as Devon House running in front of him becomes the recipient of a personal foul right here. That leaves Bush one-on-one in the open field with the return man, and he brings down Santonio Holmes with a nice tackle at the 30-yard line. Bush was credited with three special teams tackles, and he also drew a holding penalty on another kickoff return. The three returns I showed you, the Bears began all of those drives thanks to Bush's coverage and some penalties deep inside their own 20-yard line. That wasn't the best special teams game of Jarrett Bush's career by any means, but it gives you a snapshot of the kind of impact he's been making as a special teams ace since he arrived as a waiver claim way back in 2006. I know the Packers allowed a 101-yard kickoff return for a touchdown late in this game to the Bears, but hey, if it's going to happen, it might as well be when the score is 55-7. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.